Frankie.
Has arrived.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Mel.
How are you today?
Oh, good. Nobody's on the call yet.
Just us two, as far as I know.
Oh, okay.
Who was it that came in?
Huh? Are you hosting this call today?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay.
Who was it that came in?
I'm sorry?
What was your name?
Mel. M-E-L.
M-E-L? Mel? Okay.
Yeah. Mel, yeah. I'm from Texas.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay. Yeah.
Because I'm trying to...
Yeah. I tried to call. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Trying to figure out the recording volume here, so...
Oh, okay.
Talking on the speakerphone.
Uh-huh.
So what part of Texas are you in?
In Plano.
Plano. Okay, cool.
Uh-huh.
My wife's got cousins in Plano.
Oh, okay. All right.
And so, where
are they with Nikan?
What's that?
Are they with Nikan?
No, they aren't.
Uh-huh.
Haven't got them convinced yet.
Yeah, I know. I know how that feels.
But
I know that how that goes. I
haven't been working that very hard, so.
Has arrived.
Good morning. So right now, instead of being at home in Sandy, Utah, we're down in Buckeye, Arizona on a vacation. So.
Oh, wow.
Instead of vacation and working trip, and delivered a deluxe Nikan mattress that we've had for about 11 years to my daughter here in Buckeye.
Uh-huh.
She and her husband just absolutely love it, and my wife hates it, so.
Oh,
so
you have a difference, yeah.
So when we upgraded to the
Nature Rest.
No, we haven't done that one yet. But you know, about 8 years ago, we upgraded to the one before the Dream System. And
the Ultra Kenko. Ultra Kenko?
Yeah, I think that's what it was called.
Yeah, that's what I have right now, the mattress. And I've had this for more than 10 years.
Yeah.
It's still the same. Yes, uh-huh. What I did, I just bought a mattress pad. And I know they said you need to use 100% cotton. I bought the Egyptian cotton, the top layer, but, of course, the batting... It cannot be cotton. It has to be polyester fiberfill. And I got the hypoallergenic polyester fiberfill. Will that be okay? I don't know.
Don't know. All I know is we sleep good on it, so.
Uh-huh.
When we go on trips, we miss it.
Yeah. When I go on trips, I bring my... You know that mattress, it's you fold it, it's like a sheet, I mean, it's like a quilt, the green one.
Uh-huh.
That's an old one.
Yep.
But I bring that with me.
Yeah, those are great. We have one of those two someplace, but we can't find it. I loaned it out to one of the kids that needed it for because they were hurting and never got it back.
Oh, okay, that happens.
Yep. So anyway, we're just enjoying the warm nights and dying in the cold day, but we're getting used to it after a couple days here.
Oh. Dottie Endress
has arrived.
Okay.
Morning, Dottie.
Oh, hey, how you doing? Is it Steve?
That's right.
Oh, hi, Steve. How you doing?
Good. We got Mel and yourself on the line with us.
Bonita
has arrived.
Oh, is that what it does? Okay. I was with Joe when she was trying to set this up in New York, and I didn't know why they had the name put on there. We never did that before, but that's kind of cool.
Wild. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Haven't heard Brenda come on yet today.
No.
And Jeannie, I know she's traveling to Las Vegas today.
Probably doesn't know about the new number, maybe.
No, she knows about that because she's been on the last couple mornings.
Oh, okay.
And I changed it on the website so that if people go to the lifestylesupport.org, they can, the information's there.
Oh, good.
So I wouldn't have known about it if Char hadn't been on the other morning because the email she sent it to is one I don't read very often, so I'm going to have to get her my current email address.
Yep. So anyway, we've just been Mel's been talking and sharing some information with me because I'm not familiar with her.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I was at Allegra House for a week with my husband. We spent about a week with Char, and it's amazing. She is a work of art, I'm telling you, just watching her cook. I mean, I was the preparer. I was cutting up all the veggies and stuff. But, boy, well, I mean, we had three wonderful meals a day, every single day. I think we only went out once the whole 7 days we were there. And the different recipes that she had, there was a Thai one with noodles that was phenomenal. It was really good. And a broccoli Waldorf salad that I really liked a lot. And those were my two favorite out of the week.
Well,
hello?
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, so... But it was good. Now coming home to reality, trying to make the meals myself now, it's a, you know. It was really good.
It must have been quite a fun experience to be able to go up to Lakeview, too.
Yeah.
It was Parkview, right?
It was in Parkview, yes.
Yeah.
Everybody should really try. Anybody on this call should really try to get up there.
Have you tried it? Did you try it? Just now.
Oh yeah, we went up. We went up this spring, my husband and I, and it was phenomenal. It was just.
Did your husband like it?
Yes, he did. Matter of fact, you know he had some some of the meals. You know, he was a little bit hesitant to eat them, but, we had the breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then Denny and Shaw were there, too. So it was kind of nice. We would get together at dinner time, you know, with the group, and then around lunchtime we would get with Denny and Shaw and have lunch with them. So it was really a very pleasant experience, and the food was wonderful, I thought, very, very good. And the demonstrations that they had, you know, by the cook and by the doctor and by the nurse that, I guess, organizes the program. You know, she also did some cooking and, like, cooking demonstrations. So it was hands-on, you know. It was actually seeing somebody doing the recipe and then actually tasting the recipes that are in the manual that we got. So I do better by, you know, when I see and taste it than trying to make it.
That was like 10 days, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, the first week it's, you know, the 5 days and then the weekends are off. And then you have 5 days after that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I think Nancy actually stayed there for the 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Where we came home, we were about two hours away, so it wasn't bad, and it was Easter weekend too, so we came home for Easter.
Do you know if did Medicare cover that? Does Medicare cover it?
Well, you know, it everybody that we've talked to said that it does.
Oh.
And we haven't received anything to say that it didn't.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think it's the way that they code things and they they send it out, you know.
Right. Yeah, yes. Uh-huh. That's good.
It's the lectures and that kind of thing, the blood work and things, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was well worth, the whole trip was well worth going.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. How many hours a day?
It sounds very educational to me.
Yeah, it was. It was. Like at 5 o'clock, we would go in and have our dinner. And then after dinner, which was around 5:30, 20 minutes of 6, a physical therapist would come and she'd show some stretches to do. And we'd all practice doing those stretches. And then after that, we would walk a mile. And then after that, we'd have to come back around, I think it was around 6:30. And then we would just sit in the classroom and then the doctor would come up or the, you know, whoever was there, you know, we had two doctors that came, but Dr. Howe was the one that did most of the lecturing. And then, Cheryl, was the nurse that did a lot of them too. So, it was 7:30. I think it lasted until about 8 o'clock. So it was about an hour and a half. And then after that, you could, you know, talk to the doctor and ask questions about him and, you know, about what you, if you had any special, problems or any questions whatsoever. And this man was so knowledgeable, you know, about
everything. Did he touch on allergies?
Yeah, they did that. Don't ask me what he said about it. I can't write. My mind's a little blank right now. But diabetes, heart disease, you know, and a lot of the diseases that are out there are, you know, caused by inflammation, you know, and you think about the foods that we eat and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, that's why they go basically plant-based. And, you know, the three meals that we had, you know, like we eat like a king and then a prince and then a pauper at night, you know.
Right.
No in-between meals whatsoever, no snacking or anything, just drinking water. And believe me, I mean, the foods that we had were so satisfying that you didn't really feel like you needed to have anything in between meals. No caffeine, tea, coffee, all fresh foods, you know, vegetables, everything was fresh. Nothing was, like dehydrated or any of that, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, and they had like the, you know, the butters, the different types of butters to put on the toast and stuff. And Dr. Howe, I guess, he made a bread right in front of us, you know, showed us how easy it is to make this bread that he makes all the time.
Really? And that was what kind of flour did they use?
What kind of flour?
Uh-huh.
They used the whole wheat flour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was all, you know, very good, but it was done differently. I mean, he never kneaded it. He basically folded it into each other, and then he uses when he bakes it. It takes like, you know, like a good time just having it rise and everything. But you put a pan of, like a pan of hot boiling water underneath it and put it on a pizza stone. So it was basically like steamed in the oven.
Oh,
it was great. It was really good. I haven't made it yet. I have all the ingredients, and it's one of my that's one of my things on my list to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else we did. And let's see.
But somebody they had these programs other places in the country too. I thought somebody did it Loma Linda and maybe one in Kentucky or somewhere.
Yeah, well, Seventh-day Adventists, I guess they're the ones, that that put them on. You know, they at this hospital, that's what they were. And I have a list of numbers to call. I want to see if there's any, like, even cooking classes or things like that. I know Loretta also was there that's on this call, and she usually gives out recipes and things, too. But, you know, she hooked up with... you know, in her area in Maine, and does cooking, you know, goes to the cooking classes and stuff. So, you know, they eat very, very healthy, you know.
Do you know any place here in Texas that would be the same as, like, the Parkview?
I don't know. Let me get the list. Maybe it is. I don't know if there must be an 800 number that you could call. Let me look here, my book.
Is there a particular name of the program?
What did you say?
Is there a particular name for the program?
No, I don't know whether it's countrywide or I liked it because they took your blood work and all that too, you know. And at the end, you know, from what you started with and at the end of what you did, you know, and it really showed, I mean, myself, I mean, my cholesterol was below 200, which has never been that low, which was good. And it was only 10 days, you know, basically 2 weeks that we were there. Blood pressure, everybody got really good results. What the heck? Yeah. Vegan cookbooks. I got all this other stuff. Yeah, that one's fun too. They did a water program there too. That when you went into the hospital, you were handed bottles of water. You can go in there and get as many bottles of water that you wanted. Really fun. They really advocate drinking a lot of water. Chef, too, the one that that actually did the cooking of the foods and everything, he was there, and he gave a couple of cooking demonstrations. And some of the recipes that he made up, we asked him, you know, well, where are they in the thing? And he'd say, well, they're in my head. They're secret recipes. This is only in my area because it's a 978.
I was going to say, you could always check with your local Adventist church and see if they find places.
Yeah.
Local Adventist church?
Your local, yeah, Seventh-day Adventist. And they're all over the country. I know we've got one here in Newton. Uh-huh. It's a really small church, but I have seen years back cooking classes. Haven't seen any recently, but
and the thing that amazed me was, a lot of the sauces, the cream sauces that they had, were made with cashews. You know, cashews and water—they call it cashew milk. And I made the potato soup, which was my husband loved it. Really, it was really, really, really good. Did you happen to get that recipe? Did Cha share that with you?
I don't have that.
I can give it if you want.
please.
Okay. It's made with two garlic cloves minced, 1 cup of onion chopped, 3 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 teaspoons of salt, which I use less salt. I put in only one. I figured I could salt it if it needed more after it was done. 4 cups of thinly sliced raw potatoes packed into cup. 4 cups of water. 3/4 cups of cashew pieces, the raw cashews. And one of the things when you buy raw cashews is to make sure you rinse them well. And this one also calls for a cup of tofu or tofu cottage cheese, but we omitted that. I didn't put that in.
That's optional, I guess.
Yeah, it is optional. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then in a small skillet, you saute the first 4 ingredients together until the onions are clear. And apparently the salt draws the juices from the onions, and it really made a big difference. It really brought out the flavor of the onions, that salt.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a saucepan, bring the potatoes and 3 cups of water to a boil. Then reduce the heat and simmer until about 20 minutes. And then you're going to blend the remaining cup of water in cashews on high. You know, you're going to blend them, put them in a blender.
Remainder cashews.
Because what's left is one cup of water and the 3/4 cups of cashew pieces. And you're going to put them in the blender. They come out really creamy for about 1 to 2 minutes. And add the potatoes and then boil for several minutes, stirring constantly because it makes it, you can see it actually getting thicker. And then remove from heat and fold in sautéed onions. You know, which was funny because you don't put the onions right away. You add it afterwards, and it really made a big difference when you added it. And then you just serve. My husband really liked it. I had some leftover, and I was going to share it with my daughter, and it never made it to my daughter's house.
So the onions is the last one that you put in?
Yeah.
The sautéed onions.
Basically, you're going to sauté, the garlic and the onions and the olive oil and the salt in a little. What I did is I just took a little teeny tiny pan that I had, and I just did all of that. And then after you do all the other part of it, then you add the garlic and the onions and the olive oil and the salt mixture.
And just the potatoes.
Yeah.
And then put in the blender.
Not the potato. Oh, the potatoes, you leave them whole. It says, and sauce going to bring the potatoes. Well, the potatoes and the water, you're going to be 3 cups of the water. You're going to boil the potatoes.
Right.
And basically you can have that in the pan. And then you're going to blend the cashews and the water.
Oh, I see.
And then you're going to add that all into the potatoes and the water. And then at the end, you're going to add the
onions.
Yeah, onions and garlic and all that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's
I'm going to sleep today.
Yeah, and it was really simple. It really worked out really well. And
any special onions or any kind of onions?
No. I just used the regular white ones that I had in here.
Okay.
Yeah. The hottest part is just cutting the potatoes up.
Right. Slicing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got a mandel or something that should work pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But nobody would ever know that. I mean, they would think it was cream sauce. you know, they would think it was, you know, like, I mean, even the chowder, they had a chowder recipe, you know, based on basically, you know, on the same idea. And they had, it was corn chowder. That was very good.
Sounds like they need to sell their manuals or whatever.
Oh, I know. Don't you wish? I know. But, you know, it's just the learning things that you learned there, too, you know?
Right, yeah.
That was pretty good. And then, you know, we're always getting handouts and stuff. And one of the handouts that we got was the percentage of protein in these foods, different foods. You know how people are always telling you, you know, you're not eating meat, you're not getting enough protein?
Right.
Well, the highest spinach has 49% protein. Broccoli has 45. Brussels sprouts has 44. Soybeans have 43. Asparagus have 38. Those are the highest. Lentils are 29. You know, pinto beans and kidney beans were 26. And green beans were 26. And then they have beef was 26. So, you know, it was funny that the comparison between the two.
And the China study says you only need 5% protein. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, somebody's got a little one. And, I don't know. But like I say, the program itself is well worth going, and if you can find something in your area, you know, to it. Basically a wellness program, Lifestyle Choices. That's what they call the program. How's the weather? Are you getting sunshine where you are?
Well, I'm in central Kansas, just north of Wichita, and it's gray and rainy and...
Yeah, well, I'm from Massachusetts, and that's how it is here, too.
Of course, the farmers are glad for the rain, so
I guess.
I'm in Plano, Texas, and it's the sun's coming up.
Oh, well, that's good. Maybe that means it's coming our way. Is that it?
Hope so.
But it's pretty warm there now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very warm.
Has arrived.
Bye.
Whereabouts in Texas?
Plano.
Okay. Yeah, because we went there for the convention.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Very close to Dallas.
But it was funny. I mean, the weather wasn't any better. It was still kind of on the overcast and stuff. Oh, goodness. Anyhow. Oh, I'm trying to think of some things. I mean, I'm just coming back, so I didn't even Dr. Oz, I'm trying to catch up with him.
Yeah, I have everything recorded, but I'm like way behind.
I know. I mean, you could spend a whole day just trying to watch him, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I loved his program with the, you know, people that he puts on plant-based diets and how well they do, like that Rocky.
Right.
You know, that cow, I guess he farms and has cows and all that and lost quite a bit of weight and... You know, and he's plant-based. I mean, he never, ever thought he'd ever be eating anything but meat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we all can change and we all can do different, so that's a good thing. We have that
question. Yeah, I have a question about our mattress, the Nikan mattress. Mm-hmm. If you put they said only use like 100% cotton, it's better. But when you move the mattress pad, I got one that is Egyptian cotton, but of course the batting has to be polyester, and I got one with a hypoallergenic polyester fiber fill. I mean, would that be okay? I mean, it's polyester, it's not cotton. Mm. Can it? I don't think it can be cotton.
Yeah, I really don't know. I don't even want to make a comment on that. I really don't know the answer to that.
The reason they call for cotton bedding, I mean, for cotton, your sheets and things, is the fact that they breathe better. And I know
Oh, that was the thing I was thinking of, is the breathing, but,
yeah. Got one that's part polyester, the top sheet especially, I get too hot, it just doesn't breathe. In fact, I picked up, our state fair had, somebody was selling sheets, and they're supposed to be 100% cotton, but they're really, really soft and silky, which means they're really fine and tightly woven, and I can't use them. I just, I can't breathe under them because they're so tightly woven.
Yeah. Well, just think, if you can't breathe with them, how are you getting the effect of what you need to have, you know?
Right, yeah.
So it's like, because mine is like 400 thread.
Yeah, that's
which is really sharp.
Some of these others are up to like 800.
Oh. I just got it, and I don't know if it's, you know, it's good for the purpose of our bed, our mattress.
Hey, this
I don't know.
You said this was a mattress pad?
No, I bought, yes, the mattress pad that I bought from, you know, from the department store.
Yeah.
And for my Nikon mattress.
I don't know that would affect as much as the sheets. It's mostly the covering, the sheets that are over you that are, you know, you have, so your body can breathe, well, the mattress as well. But the main thing with a mattress pad is the fact that you can't feel the bumps through it so much.
Uh-huh. The mattress that I have is the Ultra Kenko. It's the firm, very firm one.
Yeah.
Has left the conference.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah, you might call distributor relations on that one or something like that.
Right. Yes, I will do that.
Well, I guess it's the bottom of the hour anyways, a little past it, so I don't know if anybody has anything else to say or do or questions or anything that maybe I can help. At least we got our new number and at least we got some people on the call, so that's good.
Right.
Yeah,
because I think Shah's son back yesterday and brought their RV back, so that's probably why she's not on the call today.
She said something about that.
Back there.
Excuse me?
Did she say which son, which one of her sons was there?
Yeah, the oldest one.
Okay.
Trying to think of his name. Oh, goodness, I just went right out of my head.
I know of Nick and Vance, but I don't remember the other one.
You know what? I know. That's the one that I'm trying to remember. But he looks just like Denny. oh man.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. One of them's there. So.
I know. After we hang up, I'll remember. This is an aside.
Well, you did a great job sharing the information about Parkview. That's really exciting.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you. It's really a great program. You know, like I said, if you have one in your area, and you should really try to go to it. Yeah.
Thanks for the soup recipe.
Oh, good. I'm glad you. I hope you try it, and maybe on the call you can share that you liked it or not.
Yeah, I will. I just have to buy the cashew nuts.
Yeah.
I think
it was funny when we went up, went over to New York. Shah found this place that, you know, sells it by the box like they do it. That's how they buy it in Parkview. And and she said they were like $2.95, I think, a pound. And so, anyways, but you had to buy 12 pounds. So. One of the fellows that went to Parkview with us split the box with me, so that was good. So now we each have enough cashews now, hopefully to last a long time. You know, freeze them. You can't rinse them first and freeze them. You rinse them as you use them.
Right. Yeah.
So, but you know, that was pretty good price. You know, because they usually run around $6 to $10 a pound.
Wow. I don't think I spend that much at, I buy mine at a place in Wichita called Food for Thought.
Uh-huh.
Thinking they were $2-something a pound. And
oh, no kidding. Wow.
They've got these
were they raw? And I mean,
they've got these great big bins that you just, you know, put as many in the plastic bag as you want or as much. So I usually get a pound or two when I'm down there.
Wow. That's a good price then. I think it would cost me more to go there to pick them up, huh?
Well, that's just 30 minutes away, and we're in Wichita for once in a while, so.
Yeah, cool. So,
I got to go, and I'll talk to you.
Yeah, we all do.
Tomorrow, so, Friday.
All right, well, hopefully everybody will be on the call tomorrow, and maybe Cheryl will. So have a great day, everybody.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for hosting.
Bye, Steve.
Bye now.
Mel Refrenke
has left the conference.